A Passage to India by E.M. Forster. Edited by Oliver Staley Brass, with an introduction by Pankaj Mishra.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Edward Morgan Forster was born in London in 1879, attended Tunbridge School as a day boy, and went on to King's College, Cambridge in 1897. With King's he had a lifelong connection and was elected to an honorary fellowship in 1946. He declared that his life as a whole had not been dramatic, and he was unfailingly modest about his achievements. Interviewed by the BBC on his 80th birthday, he said, "I have not written as much as I'd like to. I write for two reasons, partly to make money, and partly to win the respect of people whom I respect. I had better add that I am sure that I am not a great novelist." Eminent critics and the general public have judged otherwise, and in his obituary the Times called him one of the most esteemed English novelists of his time. He wrote six novels, four of which appeared before the First World War: Where Angels Fear to Tread, 1905, The Longest Journey, 1907, A Room with a View, 1908, and Howard's End, 19...